spectacular views of the home straight.
And the rock.
Catch all the racing action, including the listed $150,000 winter stakes this Saturday. Celebrate Christmas in July at Rose Hill Garden. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
Hurry, Bingley's end of financial year sale ends on Friday with massive deals store-wide. Come in and grab a bargain while stocks last. Don't miss out.
It's 10 a.m. Good morning. I'm Victoria Samba. A young man has died after he was found lying on a road with severe head injuries on the New South Wales Central Coast. The man, aged 21, was found unconscious at Lake Haven about 10:30 p.m. last night and later died in hospital. One of Queensland's most wanted fugitives will face Blacktown Court today on several charges dating back to July 2016. The 29-year-old was arrested last Saturday night after the riot squad forced their way into a home on Sydney's outskirts and found the man hiding under a child's bed. Armstrong Renato will today find out how long he'll spend behind bars for his one-punch killing of Brisbane teenager Cole Miller. The 22-year-old punched Mr. Miller in the back of the head while out in Brisbane's Fortitude Valley in January last year. Renato faces a maximum sentence of life in prison, and with one-punch laws, he'll serve 80% or at least 15 years of the jail sentence he receives. In sport, Queensland Origin coach Kevin Walters has told Slats and Jimmy on the Big Sports Breakfast this morning that Daly Cherry Evans is a contender for the Maroons halves, but the selectors do have a few options to replace Jonathan Thurston.
Oh, look, he's been playing some good footy, hasn't he? So, and his match yesterday just put some icing on the cake, I suppose, for him. He's been in really good touch. So we have got some decisions to make around that position, and he's obviously a candidate that's really putting his hand up. So, you know, Michael Morgan would be another one. Cameron Munster from the Storm, obviously coming into calculation somewhere. So, Ben Hunt is another one who had a terrific game for the Broncos, or second half anyway, for the Broncos against Canberra the other day as well. So we've got some good options there, and just hopefully they can all get through next weekend, because we've already lost little Johnny Thurston and Darius Boyd as well out of team two. So, yeah.
In yesterday's NRL matches, the Dragons beat the Knights by 4 and the Sea Eagles smashed the Sharks by 17. Daniel Ricciardo scored a sensational win in the Azerbaijan Grand Prix overnight. World number 1, 837, Andreas Romero has won the BMW International in Munich. The Argentine shot a 7-under par 65 to finish 17-under. In the US, Jordan Spieth has won the Traveller in a playoff. And in tennis, it was a big night for Ash Barty in the Birmingham Classic. The Aussie went down in 3 sets to Petra Kvitova in the women's final. She then played doubles with Casey Delacroix, scoring a win against the Chinese pair. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Run into Penrith Mazda for an amazing end of financial year deal on a new Mazda. Penrith Mazda has over 300 new cars in stock and over 50 utes on display in our Mazda Youth Centre, which means at Penrith Mazda, you get the best selection and the best prices on a new Mazda. So come in and see the Mazda specialist. But hurry in before our amazing run-out deals run out. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
Get on the pace Tuesday mornings with host Greg Hayes. Owners, trainers and drivers talk about their triumphs at Sunday's Breeders' Challenge Len Smith Mile Day. Tuesday morning, 10:30 on the pace. Sky Sports Radio.
Win bigger with a trackside multi-bet. Combine runners from different trackside games and get better odds. So whether it's greyhounds, harness racing or thoroughbreds that take your fancy, you can select your favourites across all codes. Available for win and place bet types, as well as bundle bet. Look out for the yellow button on the betting terminal at your local tab and place a trackside multi today. Trackside, the game is always on. Gamble responsibly.
Small business tax deductions.
Up to $20,000 per item now applies to eligible small businesses with annual turnover of less than $10 million. Yes, $10 million. This is a good deal and it helps small business. June 30, coming up. Small business, huge benefit. It's a great incentive for small business. Harvey Norman, sales up. Thank you, small business. Thank you, government.
Tax law is complex and may have different applications to different taxpayers.
risks before you purchase. Seek professional advice to determine whether your business is eligible.
Every morning, Racing HQ brings you the best form analysts throughout New South Wales as we preview the day's major race meeting, plus the latest tab fixed odds markets. Racing HQ, your perfect race day start from 10 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Racing HQ is proudly brought to you by TAB and Twin Hill Stud, home of Bobby Skinner and Odyssey Moon.
Yes, it is Racing HQ. We're going to focus in on our major New South Wales program up until 10:30, where it's going greyhounds, and then all the previews again from 11 o'clock. But let's focus in on Wagga Wagga for the Murrumbidgee Turf Club, and Scott Sandbrook, the club CEO, is on the line. Morning to you, Scott.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. You've had a fine start to the day down there.
Yeah, we've had a lovely start to the day. Jack Frost was about very early. It was very cold early on, probably minus two. It got down to very decent-sized frost and the fog, but the fog clouds have cleared, and we don't have a cloud in the sky at the moment.
All right, well, that's good news. How's the track then?
Yeah, the track's really it's in great order for this time of the year. We haven't had any rain to speak of in the last week. We really haven't had very much in the last month, actually, so it's a good fall. The rail is at 8 metres from the 1400, the winning post, and 6 the remainder. But it's a real treat to be racing on a good surface at this time of the year.
Yeah, at this time of the year, it is remarkable. But today, Wagga, Quirindi, and Echuca are all running on good rated tracks in the middle of winter. It doesn't happen a lot, but it's certainly happening today. And Wagga, it's on a good four, and you've mentioned the rail position. Thanks for your time, Scott. Have a good day down there, mate.
Wonderful, Andrew. Thanks for that.
Scott Sandbrook, the CEO of the Murrumbidgee Turf Club at Wagga. John Scorse is online now to have a look at the 7 race card. Morning to you, John.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, beautiful conditions. Not a lot of rain around anywhere of my areas that I go to. Andrew, been on good tracks for quite a while. Haven't been to Wagga for a couple of weeks, but that rail had a fair way today, out 8 metres from the 400 to the winning post. 6 metres the remainder, but you've got plenty of track to work with there. And
yeah,
it's 7 races, these open handicaps over the sprint trips, and well, it's almost an open handicap, that race 3. They're good races, Andrew. Really competitive field.
All right, well, let's jump in and have a look at the 7 race card. And the first comes up at 1:05. And with tab fixed odds, we've got number 3, Rocky High, at 11. 4, Canford Lad, at 9.50. 5, Denver, at 6. 7, Little Naive, at $3.70. 8, Working Together, at $4.60. Number 9, Sweet Talk and Willie's the favourite, $2.90. That's the marketplace. John, how do you see the first?
Look, it's a very interesting race. A couple of these have raced, a few of them that are unraced and have trialled quite well, Andrew. So it's a bit of a dog's breakfast at the moment. I'll be keen to have a look at these in the yard. I always like the race experience in these races, Andrew. 5.974 for me. I'm going to go with Denver. I thought this might be ready to improve. Look, it was okay on that heavy down at the Sapphire Coast. I thought its run in the two-year-old race was also pretty solid. It had a bit of gas in it there, and it was wide all the way. I think this is about its cup of tea now. After having those two runs, I thought Kaelin is in the saddle where the blink is, and it should get the nice run all the way at the 1200. I think that race experience is vital at this trip, so I'll go with it. Gee, Sweet Talk and Willie. Jeff Penza picked up the ride, and look, some of his runs have been quite good. His last couple of placings there behind Up Trump, so he would have won a soft 6 and a 5. Look, he's got that race experience, as I mentioned, and a nice inside gate. He can use it, and he'd be strong the whole way. And look at these trialers, Little Naive. My son rode this at the trials. This tried up quite well beyond High Citadel. Didn't really do too much High Citadel, but the time was good, and it come from back and finished off strongly. So tells me the 1200 is going to suit her. Matthew Carr on the saddle. And 4, Canford Lad. Look, this comes out of, its only start was in that 2 yards on fire stoke at Mossman Gorge. It was well beat, but it was a pretty strong race. So, look, as I mentioned, Andrew, very keen to have a look at these in the yard. Some of the ones I haven't got in the tips are also seem to be quite fancied as well. So the market's going to be a good guide when we get closer to this. But 5974 for me.
Righto, and we'll keep an ear, obviously, on your thoughts once we get closer. Now to race two, the Forex Gold Maiden here over the 1400. Number one, Mr. Steadfast at 13. Dreamship at $4.20. Rapture Miss, another good ride early in the day for Kayla Nisbet at $2.80. Down to 6 Plenary at $3. 9 Graduate at $9. And that about tells the story, John, of the key market players at this stage in race two.
Yeah, I like Plenary, Andrew. 6392 for me. I'm going to make it the best bet of the day. Only a 2-year-old filly. But look, I think the 1400 is going to suit it down to the ground. It was pretty solid there behind Up Trump. And look, I think it's drawn to get a few favours. Tim's got his horses going really well, Tim Donnelly, and Beck Press been in good form. This is going to get a nice run all the way, whatever way you shake it up. And I thought it'd be too good. I'll make it the good thing here. Look, Rapture Miss is improving. It was well beaten by Danzy and Common Purpose, but they're both pretty handy types. Had the 3 weeks between runs. Comes in a bit with those scratchings. Kayla's been in great form, so it looks the main danger. Gee, outside it, I'd be surprised if any of the others could win. Graduates had plenty of chances. Some of its runs have been okay, particularly here. Hasn't been placed, but it's been behind a few times. Pretty handy maiden field. So, again, it might need a little bit of luck in the run, but I've got it in there third. And Dreamship's interesting, running with the blinkers on for the first time now with Nick Olive. Only had the one run, and a couple of the trials were pretty solid in town. So, look, I think the exposed form is the right way to go, and I thought Plenary's too good. 6 a good thing, 3, 9, and 2.
All right, keen on Plenary there in race two. Race three at Wagga, a benchmark 65 over 2,000 metres. Few in the market here. Number one, Zareg at 750. 2, Go Get 'Em at 550. 3, Midnight Obsession, 440. 4, Sir Otavio at $5. 5, Hero Master at 550. 6, Class Clown at $5. 8, Gun Trace at 12. And they're the main ones in the market. So, John, 7 horses there. Really competitive market this for race 3.
Oh, it's as open as the Sydney Heads, Andrew, even for a small field. Look, I made it 3-4-2-5. I'll give another chance here with the blinkers off Midnight Obsession. She was down the track at Canterbury last time. That was, of course, on the heavy. But the run on the Acton was okay prior to that. It had to go a little bit early there. But she'll take it back to its run. I know it was back in April, but that run in that Murrumbidgee Cup, if it repeats that, it'll take plenty of beating in. There looks like a couple that might roll along, so it's drawn to get a few favours in the run. I'll go with it on top here. Sir Otavio, Nick Zouquet on the saddle today. He's always around the mark. He gets up on top of the pace. He'll give them all something to chase here for a long, long way. He's such a consistent type. You couldn't leave him out of the tips in any way. Look, Go Get Him. He hasn't won at the 2,000, but he's been close. The 24 days off is a little bit of a worry for me. But, as I mentioned, if they roll along and it just gets back, and has one look at them down the outside, it's got to be hard to be shooting for the hat trick here. And Hero Master, Peter Smith, I thought this wouldn't be without a chance. You could forgive its last start. The run before that at Ladbrokes was okay. And a solid winner at Seymour, 3 back. It's got a chance as well. But there's a few chances outside those as well, Andrew. That market underlines that. So I made it 3, 4, 2, and 5.
3, 4, 2, and 5 in race 3. Now, on this 7-race card, the 4th is the first leg of the Quadrilla, a benchmark 65 over the 1,200. Number 1, Force of Magic for Brendan Ward, currently $10 at Tab Fixed Odds. Number 3, To a Degree at $8.50. Down to number 6, Didn't Even Kiss Me at $9.50. 7, Aaron Zarr, $4.60, along with number 8, Big Spender, also at $4.60. 10, Neurons at $4, and that about tells the marketplace. So Neurons here, number 10, is currently the $4 favourite. John, in race number 4.
Oh, this is a cracker, this race, Andrew, which is, again, as open as you could possibly get. A stack of chances. Look, I've got the 4 tips. I mightn't even have the winner in there. 1.11.78. I kept coming back to Force of Magic. See, $10 is not bad about him. He certainly brings a bit of class here. He's only run here. He ran into Man of Peace. I know that was back in November last year. But, gee, some of his runs have been very, very good. And I thought, first up from a spell, he's only got the one placing, but he's a nice type. And, look, he's earned the top weight in a race like this. I thought, I'm happy enough to go with him. at the $10 there. He's on top for me. And right down the bottom, Miss Barlou. I know she was beat at Narendra last time. I thought her effort in defeat was terrific. She was back and deep there from an awkward sort of gate and just wasn't the place to be. Her form on this track's been really good. I'd probably prefer it around 1,400 metres, but she's got the inside gate and gets in with 52, so she's got a nice little pull on a few of these at the weight there. Look, Aaron Zay, he was good last time when he won at Gundagai. This is a much tougher field, but his effort there was really good at the 1,400, and he's going to get a few favours. And Big Spender now, she was terrific in the same race. Just couldn't quite get the 1,400 metres. I like her back to the 1,200 metres today, and another nice ride for Nick Duque. That's my four, Andrew. I made it 1, 11, 7, and 8. And look, interesting runner, isn't it? Neurons could have been more impressive, but you don't often see them jump to a 65 out of a maiden, but it's got a nice soft gate. So, mate, very, very interesting race. And it's the last leg of the early quaddy, first leg of the main quaddy. So, it's a very, very open race.
Yeah, well, Force of Magic, as you say, $10. And your second pick, Miss Farlou, at the moment is 16 and 410 the place with Tab Fixed Odds. So in race 4, 1, 11, 7 and 8 for John. Race 5, the Winter Handicap over the 1,000 metres. And we start here, the 2 and the 3, both at $11. Lazy Axel and For Me Dad. And also looking out at number 4, Hill Spy, is also at $11. So 2, 3 and 4, all at 11. Mitchell Road at 8. Perizada at 6.50. Squeaky Squirrel at 9. Cabrocco, $2. Flip of the coin there in the old terms. And the best of the rest is 11, Little Capri at 13. So a shorty here, obviously, John, the 8 in race 5.
Yeah, look, he looks a nice horse. His wins were off the radar, Andrew. I think he might well be a better horse going our way. So he's tried very well going the clockwise direction in the past. He hasn't had much joy in the run. He's still been too good. He's been getting home on raw ability. His luck run out at Morphettville there, but a different kettle of fish today. And Brendan Ward's a nice gate. There's a lot of pace in the race, but these are all very seasoned, so he wants to be on his best behaviour. I'll go with him, 8.352 for me. He's on top, Cabrocco, for all those reasons I just mentioned. Gee, this is no easy pushover for me, Dad. Some of his runs on this track have been first class, but can take you back to his placing, or her placing, should I say, you're Highly Geared in the Camarina. So she's got a nice inside gate. Jeff Penzer's been in. What a season he's having, Jeff. It's big value at $11. Now, outside those, I put the 5 in here, Mitchell Road. Look, I'd probably prefer him at 1,200 for sure. He was strong there late at Gundagai behind Lazy Axel. But with the pace on, they don't want to muck it up here, because he'd be right on the back of them, and he races so well on his home track. I had to have him in there somewhere. And look, too Lazy Axel, he's done a bit wrong, but Trevor seems to have got him back on track now. And look, I don't know about the outside gate for him, but there's a lot of speed will certainly suit him. And if he goes nice and straight, he could be strong late in the piece. So, mate, this is a crack of a race. I haven't got Perizada in the tip. That makes me very nervous for a start, because she's a pretty talented mare. And look, it looks like a really good field. Hill Spy, likewise, was a terrific run at Dubbo. So you can make a case for the majority of these. 8, 3, 5, and 2 for me, mate.
And you mentioned Jeff Penzer there. He sits leading the New South Wales Premiership, 124 to Brenton Abdullah, 115.5. And Jeff currently sitting fourth in the Australian Premiership, so that tells us just how strong a season it's been for Jeff Penzer. Let's move to race 6, a benchmark 55. The toppy Striking Largo at $5, Cod Rock 6.50, Flying Fragments 4.40, down to 5, Yet to Be Convinced at 10, Dan Thrill number 6, $3.10, 8, Kayotiki at $8, County Limerick at 15, Robuster at 13. And they're the main ones in the market. So Dan Trill, another good one here for Nick CK, $3.10, fixed odds favourite at the moment. John?
Yeah, look, she's got that nice gait, but up the mile, she's going to be a bit of a query. I went 1, 10, 3 and 6 for me, Andrew. I've always been in this horse's corner, Striking Largo. He didn't have a whole lot go his way at the Sapphire Coast last time, and that was on the heavy. Gee, look, some of his runs have been good. I thought he's run at Golden Tree Star. In fact, that was an absolute beauty. Look, he's probably going to go back from that wide gate. He's got 61, but a lot of these are right up there in the weight scale with him. So, Look, I just like him as a horse, and I think the mile is, look, he hasn't been placed at it in three tries, but his effort in defeat at Goulburn that day, that'll do me for a lead up. That was a benchmark 55 as well, beyond Kiara Rose, anywhere near that, and he's due for even luck, and I'm happy enough to go with him at the $5. If he doesn't win, he'll go very, very close. Now, 10, I have to have this in here somewhere robuster. His runs have been really good, Andrew. Only an average win rate, but look, the effort of Wangaratta was good. Some of his runs on this track have been beauty. So I just thought, again, I'll probably get back. Hopefully they roll along a little bit at the full field, but generally speaking, they will. I just thought it's got a good finish that should be suited at Wagga here today. Tree Flying Fragments was really good last preparation. A couple of the transit was back. It just couldn't get wound up. It's got a mile written all over it. It was really good winning first up at Narendra. That was only a maiden, but a good gate. The extra trip's going to suit it for sure. And Daintool, she got back and relaxed nicely the other day when they took those blinkers off. 3.5 weeks off, and it gets up to a mile, but it's got that inside barrier to get a bit of cover. She got a strong win. Might have been a good confidence builder for her last time because she's been very, very consistent carrying big weight. So a very, very even race, Andrew. 1:10.36.
1:10.36. It's seven races, but they're all pretty competitive today. I mean, Cabrocco's the shorty at $2, John, but outside that, it's really competitive racing, mate.
Oh, some of them are beauties, Andrew, as those markets reflect. And they got him nice and short, Cabrocco, but, you know, he's a promising horse, but he's got some nice horses against him, and they've all got good experience as well. So he's no, I don't know if he's a genuine even money chance. He's probably one of the most nicest horses there on the day.
Yeah, no, let's get to the last of Class 2 here over the 13. We start with Just Stella, number 1 at 4:40, Snippet of Gold at 3:30, down to 4, Nothing But a Saga at 4:20, 6 Upside Rock at 5:50, and the best of the rest is number 10, Inchcape Rock at $12, and the rest are 21 and over. So what about the last here, John, race 7?
It's not that easy either, Andrew, this one. 2, 4, 7 and 10. I'm going to stay with him now that he's broken through Snippet of Gold. He gets a little bit high in the air, got a high head carriage, he gets a bit sideways. I don't know whether he's had a few problems or whatever, but gee, put them away nicely last time at the 1,200 metres and stays on his home track. He's drawn to get a nice little bit of cover, and Nick produced him at the right time. He'd be hard enough to beat here. Gee, Nothing But a Saga. I don't know what to make of her. Maybe she just didn't handle that track at Gundagai last time. First up was an incredible performance, and that was only a Class 1, but its run there had to be seen to be believed in it. I made it the best bet of the day last time. The punters never stopped backing it. Run up a straight like a hurdler. I know she's a better filly than that, so just a little bit hard to come in again, but I think the way she races the 1,300 will definitely suit her. I had to have her in there somewhere. Comrade Dendo, this was terrific last time, behind Gasworks at Coral. I really hit the line strongly, so I expect that this will get back and finish off strongly again, and 10 Inch Cape Rock, and mixing the trips around that day, with the right type of run, it could also be in the finish. Matty Carl's in the saddle, and he's had a bit of luck with the horse as well, so look, none of these are easy. 2, 4, 7 and 10, the lucky last, Andrew.
All right, 2, 4, 7 and 10 there. And we're going to play a little bit wider in the quaddy, aren't we? We're going to have to put a couple extras in there in each of the races, basically.
Andrew, I've always tried to trim it down, my quaddies. I've spent 108 on more today. I've got the first four tipped in the first leg, 1:11.78. Then I've got 8:35. I've got race 7, 1:10.3. I think we're pretty safe in that leg. And the last 2, 4, 7, I like that trifecta. But, gee, some of those races are very, very open. So, look, punters want to keep in touch with that late mail. China will have the pick of the yard throughout the day. Mate, I'd be keeping right up to date with those with that late mail because some of these races are so open. But if we can find the winners, I reckon we've got plenty of value there, Andrew.
Righto. And your best, you're going to stick with Plenary there in race 2?
Yeah, I think she's nice and progressive, Plenary. And I know she's a 2-year-old, but well, it is almost July, so
yeah.
Tim having a good run with his horses, as I mentioned. I just like the gate, but I don't think it's a very strong race. So we'll go race 2, number 6, Plenary. My best of the day, Andrew.
Righto. Well, we'll hear you right through today with all the information. The first at Wagga at 1:05 this afternoon. Thanks for your time, John.
Always a pleasure, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. John Scorse going through the program at Wagga. Between 11:20 and 11:20, you'll be hearing from Gary Harley looking at Quirindi. Warren Huntley will also look at Echuca with the first at 12:30 today. He'll be joining us looking here. I normally have the tendency of running a little bit late, but around 11:35 for Warren Huntley. Tomorrow between 10 and 10:30, we'll be previewing Beaumont. The weather is fine there on the Beaumont track at Newcastle. The track is a soft 6, rail true for that meeting tomorrow. And again, Gary Harley will preview between 10 and 10:30 tomorrow that program at Newcastle. 28 after 10, Going Greyhounds is coming up very shortly with Dave Carlson. Very interesting interview coming up, listing with Cal Watt, who is the spokesperson for the future of the ACT Greyhound Racing Club. What is the future of greyhound racing in the nation's capital? Be listening with that coming up shortly with Dave Carlson. Also, Jason Thompson, New Zealand, UK, and Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing NSW. So stick around for Going Greyhounds. Can't wait to hear about the future of greyhound racing, particularly in the ACT. Now, Victoria Samba, I think, is with us with the latest in sports news. Morning to you, Victoria, again.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you. Breaking NRL news this morning, the NRL has released the schedule for the last 6 rounds of the 2017 season. Some key points: simulcast Saturday night matches on Channel 9 and Fox Sports for the last 5 rounds. Cronulla, Penrith, North Queensland and Brisbane will host Saturday night simulcast matches. A Thursday night final round blockbuster between 2015 grand finalists the Cowboys and the Broncos. Cooper Cronk's final home game will be against the Raiders on a Saturday night. And one of the final Sunday games of the regular season will be the Dragons versus the Bulldogs at ANZ Stadium. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing bundle bets with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly. Hurry, Bingley's end of financial year sale ends on Friday with massive deals store-wide. Come in and grab a bargain while stocks last. Don't miss out.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio is available through the Tab app plus the Radio Industries radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
Got more than one horse on your mind? Bundle all the runners you love in the one prize, and if any of them win, you win. Plus, combine your bundle bets into a multi and get even greater odds. And it doesn't just end at racing. Add your bundle bet racing legs together with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. So place a bundle bet multi for more excitement, more runners and more chances of winning today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio leads the charge in covering New South Wales thoroughbred racing. Every day you get the latest in news, tips and race descriptions. And with July approaching, it's the Northern Rivers time to shine.
They hit it red, Navers won the cup.
Grafton has 5 massive race days. And Racing HQ will be live from the track on both Ramorny and Cup Day. First up, Prelude Day July 6. Everything Grafton is on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, humming.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds for another week. I'm Dave Carlson, and in the week that was, in our sport, there was the scintillating win of Burn One Down for Shona Thompson in the listed super stayers at Albion Park in Brisbane. And I'm going to be joined by Jason Thompson shortly. In other news, expatriate Australian chaser and last year's Super Stayers champ Ring the Bell blitzed them again in New Zealand, taking out a heat of the Group 1 New Zealand Stayers Cup at Addington. And our man across